This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of Your Q. As the intro said, I'm Shannon Sebastian. And with me is, as usual, partner in crime, Alan Painter.
As usual. And it's starting to become an as usual. I used to be a special guest star, but now I'm just going to...
I actually, snuck out of the office, and it didn't even say anything about me leaving today, and you still show up.
I was wondering, it's like, is she sneaking out on purpose?
I wasn't. I was kind of late. We're both kind of starting to get a little bad habit of rolling here a little too close to start time.
Yeah. I don't know. Today is just like one of those days you just sort of stay in bed. Oh, who's calling me? Suspected spam. Goodbye, spam.
Oh, man. Goodbye, spam.
Oh, Lord.
Well, today we're just going to kind of do it a little different and get right into it. And then you and I will talk later about life updates and hot topics. And I'll give an Owen update at the end. And
well, I think every week we do it a little different. So I don't think we have a format. It's just chaos, people. Hold on. It's chaos.
So what you're saying is there is no normal for us.
There's no normal.
I'll take that.
And if you've been into our office, you know there's no normal.
Well, today we have with us Greg Kimmer, who is the CEO for Atrio. Ooh. So I know we're beginning the big guns.
He's got letters.
Yeah. And good ones.
Yeah.
So we're bringing in the big guns.
I own the office. I don't get letters, but letters of not accommodation, but letters to the principal. But.
So we're going to try. Greg is joining us via the phone today. So, Greg, are you on with us here?
I am.
Good
afternoon.
Oh, good. That worked.
Glad you could join us. Thank you for taking time out of your what we know is a crazy busy day this time of year. So thank you so much.
No, this is honest to God. This is an honor. This is it's flattering that you would ask me in the first place. And I'm happy to be here with both of you. And by the way, don't feel alone. I get letters too. I have two kids, and they use abbreviations to describe their frustration with dad over text. So,
too funny. Well,
obviously, he doesn't know us too well if he says it's an honor to be here. But
it is.
Well, we greatly appreciate you taking time out to join us.
Yeah. So, Greg, first, I just want to say. This year has been a struggle for us, as a lot of our listeners know, with my grandson being in and my family being in a horrific car accident. It's kind of been a struggle this year for AEP for me. But
and my finger.
And Alan's finger got smashed. So, and we've had other things in the office that have been traumatic in our little Premier Insurance world. So I know you might know some snippets of that, but it has also been like such a saving grace to me, because you guys have done such a phenomenal job with your plans for 2024 that it's almost like, I know a lot of it was you, so thank you for that, but I also feel like it's divine intervention from the Lord, because truthfully, people don't have to worry if they're happy in 2023. Stay put in 2024. It's so great. You've done such a great job. So thank you.
Shannon, thank you for the kind words. Thank you for the kind words. I find that if you have a deep passion for something, you end up being fairly good at it. And that's the way I describe my association with Medicare Advantage. As you know, I think I've told you before, 100% of my experience within healthcare has been in one line of business, and that is Medicare Advantage. And I say that with pride. And I want to be in this industry for the rest of my career.
Well, I know at one of our trainings you had said something about that, you know, this is the population that you pride yourself on serving, is the seniors, and that they're the most deserving. And that's one of the few things that you've said in some of our meetings that have really struck a chord with me. And I love to tell people that, you know, with Atrio, you guys have been around 20 years. So in 20 years, there's been some good, some bad, some whatever. You know, we all go through our ups and downs or whatever in business. But I have thoroughly enjoyed your time so far with Atrial, because the first time I met you was actually at a training, and you said, hey, people ask me questions. I'm not usually somebody that asks questions in those meetings. I just kind of sit and listen usually, but I felt impelled to do that. So I'm like, I'm going to ask a question. And I asked you what your priorities or goals were for Atrial, like what your top three things were. And you literally named the top three things, and retention being one, your number one. And that's always been my number one. I want to take the best care of my clients that I can and service them to the best of my ability and keep them what's in the best thing for them. And so to hear that out of you, it's like, okay, I can get on board. We can do this. This is great. And so right out of the gate, I thought, this is the guy for Atrial. So I just want to do, I told
well,
you
Shannon,
I might toot your
home.
I'm long-winded today.
That was long-winded.
I am long-winded today.
Sorry, I took a nap.
No, I look, Shannon, that means the world to me. And it's very, very kind of you to say. And look, just like we all learned in elementary and in junior high, in math, the objective is to break things down to their simplest form. And I do that when I think about my work. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example. If you enroll one member, but you lose one member, guess what? You grew zero.
That's pretty simple.
Ta-da!
We can do that math
so
here.
That's right. So I focus just as much on retaining members for the benefit of folks like you, agents in the community, serving the community, as well as us, as well as the member, because I focus on as much on that as I do on as in enrolling folks de novo off the street. And so thank you for the acknowledgement and the kind words on that.
Well, Greg, yeah, I only laugh because, you know, health is not my area. We've got the expert. We don't need anybody else messing it up. But, you know, I hear from so many companies, new business, new business, new business. And it's like, what about the old business? What about treating people right? You know, and that's one thing I got to say with Atrio and the companies we represent. We have companies that treat people right. That's why you get new business. You don't get new business because of all the latest gadgets and all those things. And so I've got to say with Atrio, they've committed to their core, keeping customers happy, which is how you attract new customers. So anyway, it's just really refreshing to hear that again. It's like, yeah, let's just keep people happy.
Yeah, keeping people happy.
Yeah, and thank you again. That you know, I wholeheartedly agree with everything you just said. And look, I've been in healthcare, specifically Medicare Advantage, for many, many years. And I when I took over as CEO of Atrio August 1st of last year, I had to call our employee insurance company a couple of times to ask questions. And I've been in this industry for a very long time. Now, imagine being a senior who has no clue how to navigate this very complex world, much less maybe they don't have anybody to help them out. Mm-hmm. And so I quite literally wake up every day thinking about the most deserving population in America, the seniors, and those who qualify for Medicare who may not be seniors, and just making sure that life is as easy as it can be for them, and they can go enjoy life and not have to haggle and worry about their insurance coverage. I know that sounds like a simple concept, but it's just so effective, and frankly, it's the right thing to do.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, and you find more and more, though, that exactly what you just said, the right thing to do, isn't the choice that people are making oftentimes. And so, again, to hear that from the fearless leader of the company it's just so refreshing. So again, you make me excited for the future of Atrio.
So how are things going?
Thank you, Shannon.
How are things going with Atrio thus far?
Cause you
really good.
You're moving along.
I know in our
we
offices.
Are. No, we are. We, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, no, in our office, it's been amazing. It's a success. So I know that's got to be translating company-wide.
Oh, no, it is. Thank you for that. And it definitely is. You know, look, we had our best AEP, the annual election period, last year in the 20-year history of this company. 20 years. We had the best enrollment that we've ever had. These things don't happen because you're lucky. They don't happen just because it's serendipitous. It happens because of a collective effort. By the way, it also doesn't happen just because of the CEO. It happens through the collective effort of people who support folks like Shannon and others in the field. It happens through folks in customer service in Salem, which is where we're headquartered, who go out of their way to roll out the red carpet for these seniors who have questions about complex matters regarding their health care coverage. So we are differentiating ourselves in a fairly major way, in my opinion, in Oregon. We're born and bred in Oregon. 95-96% of our membership is in Oregon. We were founded in Oregon. We're based in Salem. And we have offices in five areas of Oregon. And things are good. I think when you focus on the right thing, in this case, the right thing being the senior or the consumer who's enrolling in these plans, things end up happening that are pretty pleasing.
Well, I just want to point out, because again, on the property, on the auto and home side, I see a significant difference, and I cannot undervalue the importance of what you just said, home-based in Oregon, because several of our carriers are on the other side, the Mississippi, which I call the Far East. Anything over the Mississippi is the Far East, and they don't understand our culture. They don't understand why we get up in the morning. And to have a company based like that, it's significant advantage to our other carriers. You know, and you guys know our language, and that's what's neat. It's not you guys, it's us guys. You're one of us. Mm-hmm. And that is such a huge advantage when you're on the phone talking to someone. So I want to, again, thank you for that commitment to our people, because you are one of our people.
Yeah.
Thank you. No. Really, that means a lot to hear that. You just reinforced the values, many of the values that we have at Atrio. And look, I think Shannon has heard me say this, and that is Medicare Advantage is a very homogeneous industry. Atrio, as a regional plan, has to play by the same rules as Cigna, Humana, Aetna, United, name anybody. We all play by the same rule book. So the question becomes, how do you differentiate yourself? Well, the way we differentiate ourselves is, number one, customer service is local. I tell people proudly all of the time that if you're an Atrio member, when you call into customer service, you're calling into the second floor of our headquarters in Salem. You may be speaking with somebody who you go to church with, somebody Amen. You go grocery shopping with, but you may not realize it. You're not speaking, with somebody, 50 or 5,000 miles away. But the second thing is that in our five offices in Oregon, we proudly encourage members to walk in to the offices, ask questions, have a coffee, sit down, meet your broker there, meet your agent there. That's fine. And being local like that, unlike some of the other carriers, I think that given that we all have to play by the same rules, that's the way we have a competitive advantage to serve this population. And as long as I'm in this role, that won't change.
Well, I just have to give a hearty amen to that.
Yes, yes. Well, Greg, it's already time for us to take our first break, so we're going to ask you to hold on, and we'll be back in just a few more moments with your cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQN. Back in a minute.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. We're with your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, Alan Painter.
Yeah, I'm still here. Shannon was giving me a hard time over the break, so.
Okay, and it made me laugh. So, but on the line, hopefully we've got Greg Kimmer here, CEO of Atrio still. Greg, you still there?
I am.
There we go.
He paused just to kind of give us that. Oh.
Maybe Dale hit the button. I don't know. So, Greg, thank you for hanging in here with us.
Yeah, it's like, uh-oh, now what?
It's like, oh, we lost Greg. Man down. So, Greg, I would love to take a second or two here and talk about, you know, we have Medicare supplements and we have Medicare Advantages. And Medicare Advantage plans have the word advantage in it for a reason. So, I'd love to talk about a few of those advantages because I think you guys have nailed this out of the park with the perks, bells, and whistles of Atrio. Are we cool to do that?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. You know, I'm a big believer in consumer choice, and mm-hmm. the consumer should always have autonomy and the say-so over what they need. Admittedly, I want to remove any bias that may be perceived by the fact that I've devoted my career to Medicare Advantage. if a Medicare Advantage plan is not right for somebody, that's fine.
Absolutely.
But there are so, as you know, Shannon, there are so many merits to Medicare Advantage. You know, the first one that when people ask maybe basic questions about what distinguishes Medicare Advantage, I say a couple of things. Number one, in Medicare Advantage, there's something called a MOOP, maximum out-of-pocket, M as in Mary, OOP. And it provides a financial cap by which your healthcare costs will be limited within the calendar year. Not every policy out there, including original Medicare, includes that. So it provides an embedded protection for the senior to join these plans. But the second thing I mentioned is, as you know, is that the supplemental benefits that we are able to offer through Medicare Advantage quite literally cannot be matched. Dental, vision, hearing, social determinants of health, you know, physical therapy, occupational therapy, transportation, that's right. The list goes on and pharmaceuticals and drugs, right? And so that to me is one of the things that makes it a very unique product offering for the seniors. This is speculation, I may be wrong, but I only see our ability in this industry to offer those supplemental benefits in the future getting stronger.
That's exciting because, I mean, my clients this year are just thrilled to the gills with what they're getting offered, honestly. And, you know, I haven't made it to Social Security age yet. I'm not on it yet. But
you may not make it if you keep up your ways. I'm going to tell you that much.
But I see the struggles, and the struggles are real. And the numbers that people are giving me to what they're living off of is scary, honestly, to me. And so to see something like the over-the-counter benefit added on and how grateful people are for the increase in that. It was off-putting to me the first couple times I heard it because I'm like, really? That's that big of a difference to you? And then I'm like, it is, though. It is. So that's $600 a year maybe, or now even way more next year, that they're not having to pay out of their own pocket for certain things that they're still buying, you know, at the pharmacy or over-the-counter items. And so I was like, you know, that could be a whole month's paycheck for somebody in a year. And that's sad to me that's where some people are living off of. But then you see how important these advantages are, not having to pay for dental. Some and many go without. So, you know, that's that's sad.
Shannon,
to
Just to kind of piggyback on your good comments, I talked to a senior probably midsummer or so when I was, you know, in Oregon at a community event, and they said to me they were able to go to their grandson's graduation because they, like, travel to it, like fly to it, because of what they saved by being on this plan. And my gosh, I mean, those things just, it's a point of validation, Shannon, that tells me, like, here's why I'm in this business, to hear those things.
Well, you know, I don't know anything about this, admittedly, but, you know, and it's fun when we get to help people on the PNC side to, you know, what we call life-changing premiums. But I've seen time and time again that people are coming in and truly changing their lives. And I never knew it could have such a huge impact, you know, to see people leaving with tears in their eyes for what they've been given. And it's just like, it's been so fun for me to watch it and watch this whole program unfold and see the commitment of Atrio and their team. It's just been phenomenal.
Yeah, I always have a thing every year where it's kind of like, who's going to be my person that we find that we make the biggest change on, you know, for that year? And I keep those morsels and kind of those stories to get through the chaos times when you're like, you're going to make a change in somebody's life. You're going to make a big change. And it's nice because I'm having less and less of those huge moments because so many people are taking advantage of programs such as this now, and the word of mouth is spreading like wildfire. And so I'm having less and less of those, and that's actually such a good feeling that I'm hearing less of people going, I've been being, you know, taken of, you know, $7,000-$10,000 in premiums and getting nothing in return, and now I'm going to get all of this. And it's just it's a good feeling, but I'm also glad that I'm seeing less of it. Means we're doing our job, right?
Yeah, no, for sure, Shannon. No, it totally means you're doing your job. I mean, you know, look, we all know that, especially in healthcare and health insurance in particular, nothing is going to be perfect all the time. But there are those little moments where people share their stories like this. And to your point earlier, Alec, they walk out of the office with tears in their eyes because we help them so much, or sorry, Shannon, you help them so much. I like to think I gave you the tools to help them, but you help them so much. It supersedes all the other things where somebody calls in and something didn't go right.
Absolutely.
It's just a very cool feeling. And I take a lot of pride in telling people that I feed my kids, taking care, as you've heard, taking care of the most deserving population in America. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pride that goes along with that.
Well, there's a couple urban legends, and I still call them that because some people think, I don't know how in the world this one's still going around, but that you can only have Atrio and it will only work in Douglas County. So that's so not true, everybody. Like, if you can hear this one piece of information out of this whole show, that's it. That's not true. Worldwide coverage. It's just crazy. And now you've done an expansion. So can you talk on that a little bit about where Atrio has grown this year?
Yeah, happy to. And I had to put myself on mute for a moment because I'm chuckling as you were saying that, because it's one of these things that I hear all the time, and it's just
insanity.
Not true. But what I will, just for clarity for the audience here, what I will say is that you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan based upon the county that you live in, but that doesn't mean that you have to stay in that county for care, especially with a PPO. The predominant products are HMO and PPO. We are primarily PPO, which kind of opens up your flexibility in terms of receiving care where you want to receive it. I talk to agents and members, frankly. Yes, I am the CEO, as you know, who comes in the field and talks to members and agents because it's important. And they say, you know, I'll go to OHSU and I live 3 hours away, or I'll go to Idaho or wherever, and they can still receive the care and in typically in a PPO chassis. And so that is definitely a misnomer, and it's just not true. Just because you signed up in a certain county does not mean you have to receive care only in that county. I've never, in my many years in this industry, I've never experienced
I think we lost you, Greg.
That is can you hear me?
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. You're back.
We had the gremlins again. Our apologies.
Yeah. No, all good. So I've never experienced any situation in my long career in Medicare Advantage where a person was beholden to get care in the county they live in. It's just, I scratch my head with both hands when I hear about that.
But, you know, I just think it's a Douglas County thing.
Yeah, no. It's, I mean, just because you sign up in that county doesn't mean you are beholden to receive care in that county.
And so our snowbirds in Arizona can get coverage, care.
Yeah, they're choosing to go out of network. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, just philosophically, when my specialty, if you will, is designing I run a Medicare Advantage plan, but my specialty is designing Medicare Advantage benefits. And one of the things I do is if a person does have to go out of network, I do everything possible to make that out of network copay a fixed copay instead of a coinsurance. For the audience,
yes.
Coinsurance is a percentage. Copay is fixed, predictable, doesn't change. So if someone goes to see their, to your point, snowbirds who go to Arizona, if they go to Arizona, I want them to have a predictable copay to see a provider rather than a cross my fingers and hope the coinsurance isn't too high. So I think about that a lot, and in our plans, you'll see many, many benefits that are copays, not coinsurance for out of network. Shannon, to your point about expansions, as you know, we are celebrating our 20th year, Atrio is, this year. And for the first time with Medicare Advantage at Atrio, we have expanded to the Portland area. When I started last August as CEO of Atrio, one of the very first things I said to myself is, I said, well, gosh, we're the hometown health plan. People generally love us. They love having a local insurance provider. Why are we not in the biggest city in the state where we can serve these people the way we serve others in Douglas County, Marion, Polk, and so on? And so we have expanded for this open enrollment to Portland.
But, you know, I think that's kind of cool because it's like, because typically we see things the other way. It begins in the metro areas and then flows out to us. Well, by starting out here, you develop a culture, and people in the inner cities are going to appreciate that hometown culture. So I think it's really cool progression, and I've never heard it before. But you know, that is really neat. And I know we're short break, and I just wanted to say another thing. I really highlighted me as a CEO, and I've never spoken to a CEO that understood the nuts and the bolts of their program. And I can tell you're passionate about it, and mm-hmm. it's really refreshing. It's like, normally it's, you know.
I know, right?
It's just CEO's a big picture guy, and they never dig down the dirt. And to hear, you know, you down in the mud with all your staff. And it's made a difference, and I've seen it down here in the benefits offered.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. That is an extraordinarily kind thing of you to say. In my opinion, if I don't know how the plane stays in the air, how can I be responsible as a CEO of making sure the plane stays in the air? And my job is to, I don't know everything that happens all the time, but it's my job to know from the ground up the most important points that lead to the big strategy of what we're trying to do for Oregonians. And serve them the best possible way with their Medicare Advantage coverage. Any other approach would be reckless, in my opinion.
Yes. Well, we are time for a break. Greg, I don't know if you can hang around for a couple more minutes, but I'd love it if you could. And
of course I can.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you here. We'll be back with more of your cue after another break. Sponsored by Premier Insurance. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back to your cue. And everybody already knows who we are. But our guest today is Greg Kimmer, who is the CEO of Atrio Health Plans, locally grown.
Yeah.
Douglas County started. So, Greg, thanks for hanging in there with us. We appreciate it.
No, thank you. This has been fun.
Yeah, it is. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
Well, that's
kind of
cool. Nobody ever said called Yakuza's have been fun.
That's not true.
Chaotic.
Yeah. Ridiculous. I don't know. But fun is a nice
Shannon
word.
Shannon has only been around me a handful of times, but she can tell you. Like this is just kind of what I talk about.
Yep.
If my kids were old enough to understand everything I did for a living, I would ask them about their day at school, and then we talk about Medicare regulations.
Yeah. That's what Alan was saying. He's like, Shannon, you're kind of talking more than you normally do, and I'm like, this is my jam. Like we're talking my world right now. And he goes, I know, because usually he's always like, We're shutting him down over here sometimes, and today I got it, and I'm like, oh, I'm on the receiving end of the shushing, you know. So kind of funny, but I completely agree. I could talk all the time about it, and actually I do right now, being since AEP. So
that's right.
One of the things that I did want to cover is that we are in AEP, so people have between now and December 7th to make a change. And
what's AEP?
Oh, my gosh. You answered that on a quiz. It's your annual election period. So it's when they can make a change, October 15th through December 7th. So we're in that now, Alan. That's why all the people are coming through the door to see Shannon.
Well, I knew
at
time. I didn't know we had an acronym for it. Oh. It's like... Ape.
Buddy, there are nothing but acronyms in Medicare.
Yes. All day. Just like the MOOP. Helen's like,
that's right. And SEP.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And SEPs and all of it. So we've been busy at the office and seeing people and clients and referrals and all kinds of things. So 'tis the season, and the girls know it around there. It's like, well, this is our season. To just not talk to Shannon for a couple months. Yep.
And Jax knows that he gets to see lots of new people every day, so the dog's happy.
Yeah, lots of back scratches. So, we're happening at Premier Insurance. But one of the things that I have to say is Teresa's been around. Teresa is my sales rep, and I know there's sales reps. Jan managing the sales reps and out of Portland, and Tony out of Klamath Falls for Joseph and Josephine County, who help the agents stay stocked and stay going and all of that. So I want to be really appreciative for that, and the staff and the gals at customer service who help us with things, and Natasha at broker services, Brittany at broker services. So you have Carrie and Mindy and everybody. You have excellent people working for your establishment, and that has to be such a great feeling.
Shannon, it is, and I can't thank you enough for that, and I also could not agree with you more. I mean, look, we are a small regional health plan. And for the audience, just to give you some perspective, when you can pull people from places like United Healthcare, the biggest insurance company in the world, well, health insurance company in the world, and CVS Aetna, which I was at before, in places like that, and you can bring them to a place like Atrio, and they believe in what we're trying to do, we're trying to go narrow and deep in these communities in Oregon to serve the seniors, when they choose to come over to a place like Atrio, it brings about a certain caliber of talent whereby they've seen the big concert. Now they're going to a small, dance hall to do the same concert, and it just allows them all the tools and the skill set to serve these folks the way they had to serve them in much bigger settings. And so I am personally fortunate, lucky, and happy. Definitely fortunate that we have these folks here because they are industry veterans serving Oregon.
And coming into something, like you said, smaller, they see a big picture and they see the possibilities and where it can go and grow. And so I like that the Grow Atrio is a thing, because that's what's happening. So I'm just happy it started in Douglas County. Seriously proud, because we're the best.
Yeah, everything good just happens in Douglas County.
Yeah,
because
we're the best.
Yep.
Hello. Like, calling out other counties. Bring it on. We're the best. Let's go.
In my time in Douglas County, I would actually agree with you. No offense at all to any of the other counties, Klamath and Marion, Polk, Jackson, Josephine, the ones we serve, Multnomah now, well as the surrounding counties of Portland. But I will say I always enjoy going to Douglas County for a couple of reasons. One of those reasons is our agent community there, our membership there is they're not only loyal, but they show such sincere appreciation for what we're doing for them. Look, as I said before, health insurance is hard. So to have folks like you, Shannon, as well as your clients and other beneficiaries, whether they're current or potential beneficiaries, to come and like show us the appreciation for what we're doing for them. God, it's like putting gas in the tank for us. It really gets us energized to keep doing what we're doing.
Yes. Well, I encourage people, now's the time, if you haven't checked them out, or everybody should be doing their due diligence, and just to preach on the pulpit for 2 seconds, I have what I call run drugs. I know that sounds bad on the radio because people don't know what the heck I'm talking about, but I've done a lot of drug and pharmaceutical comparisons for my clients this year, one after the other after the other. And let me tell you, there's some medications that are being dropped off of formularies with carriers. You should be checking them out. So do your due diligence, whether it's with an agent like me or somebody else. Make sure you're doing your homework out there, people, because it's not fun to come January or February and find out something dramatic's happened to your prescriptions or your plan, or read those evidence of coverages and do your due diligence, because now's the time. Check them out.
Yeah, you are correct, Shannon. And look, as you, I'm telling you, what you already know, but I'll say it more broadly for the listeners. There's no obligation. You're not actually allowed to like give a commission to an agent for giving you advice on your Medicare options. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it can take 10 or 15 minutes for you to figure out, you being the beneficiary looking for insurance, for you to figure out what's best for you. This is not a research paper that takes a month. This is a very, very simple process. Dealing with somebody like Shannon, who's a pro at what she does, it's a very simple process to figure out how she can help you with your Medicare options. And you do have options. It's not a one-size-fits-all product.
No, not at all. That's the thing. It's not, and that's why we don't just all offer one item. Like, I don't just sell Atrio. We don't just sell other carriers. So you need to have options, and people need to check their options. And they need to do it yearly, because coverages change. That's the whole thing. Atrio is always evolving. Other plans are evolving. Some might be devolving. I don't know if that's even a word, but I just made it one. But I'm like, I don't know. I was pretty surprised by some of the stuff I saw today.
Shannon, I may have misheard you, but I probably misheard you, but you said you don't only sell Atrio.
Sorry. I didn't say anybody else, but sorry, Greg. You know me. I'm the agent that says, do you want the truth, or do you want me to be quiet here? That's me, always.
Well, no, Shannon, if I could have maybe 10 more seconds, I want to point something out along those lines. Mm-hmm. Atrio is broker only. And for the audience, broker and agent are synonymous here, okay? But we are broker only, and what that means is we intentionally work with folks like Shannon such that the beneficiary can benefit from an objective, independent evaluation of what their needs are. Not only are you legally not allowed to steer a person into a specific product from a specific carrier, but we choose not to do that because we truly just have the beneficiaries well-being in mind. And so I just wanted to point that out, that it is the consumer's choice and they should do what's best for them. Hopefully that's Atrio. And if not, I would love to know why not. But
we'll have that meeting in February, and I doubt we'll have any notes this year.
Yes, we will.
I doubt it.
No, that's wonderful.
So, well, Greg, thank you so much for being on with us here today. The last little bit here, we're going to do some housekeeping of that we do each week. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the great job you and your staff are doing. And it's just absolutely appreciated.
Amen.
Shannon, thank you both. Thank you both for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Everything you just said is a two-way street. And look, the very last thing I'll say is I can do all the work in the world, but if we don't have capable, empathetic, and I mean empathetic, I emphasize that, mm-hmm. capable, empathetic, and smart brokers like you, none of the work I do matters. None of it matters. So thank you.
I'm big in my feelers, so if you say much more, I might cry.
We're going to cry out of that. It's been one of those weeks anyway.
It's a true statement. So thank you, and I'm going to not cry. But thank you so much, and I just appreciate everything that you do. And we will talk to you soon. So until then, it's
you guys have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thanks,
we'll
Craig.
Be back with the last little bit of your cue in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're still here.
Yeah, and don't waste time. We only got 5 minutes. We got some stuff.
I got one thing
I want to point out.
Oh, go for it.
One of our clients, Jason Ainsley, his son was in that horrific accident on 138. I know you can deeply sympathize, Shannon, it's 100%. What your family's going through. Mm-hmm. And I would ask two things. A, I would ask for everybody to have his son in prayer. And his son's name, I'm sorry. I had it for a sec. But anyway, please, Keldon. I have horrible names. And if you're able to, they have a GoFundMe, and I know it's going to be a real stress for the family. Mm-hmm. So if you can help, please help, but at least keep them in your prayer.
Oh, gosh, yeah, prayer's everything. That's what we're all about that with Owen. So good news for you.
What?
Not that you won anything, but the winner is a dude.
At least my side won.
Yeah.
And there are still only two sides, by the way.
I didn't know it was sides.
And you're talking about, of course, the
Umpqua Survival $25 gift certificate that the guys are so awesome down there to donate each week. So go check them out at Umpqua Survival down there, 2896 Diamond Lake Boulevard.
Nice. That?
Yeah. Or give them a buzz. Go buy some tickets for their gun this month.
And the winner is?
John Dishner will give you a buzz, and you are the winner of the $25 gift certificate. So
give it up, my fine young man.
You might have actually inspired last year. You were, I don't know. You kind of whined. I wasn't sure.
I was a little bit whiny. Lord, I apologize. You know.
Fingers good. You went for your finger. Fingers good.
Fingers good. They didn't cut it off.
So keeping that.
I'd like everyone, I'd like to thank everybody for hanging in there today. You know, I know it was
Medicare,
it touches all of our lives, whether it's our parent or something. So we all need to have a little knowledge so we can help those around us. And so I greatly appreciate Greg, and I appreciate you. And, in our office, we have a saying to promise a lot and deliver more. And I see Atrio doing that day in, day out. So it's really cool. So it's been fun for me.
It's definitely a busy time of year, but we want to make sure that everybody gets in, gets those answers, or does their due diligence, or does their homework. So give the office a call, and Brett and Cheryl and myself, whoever answers, will get you in for an appointment, and we'll help take care of you. So
and that's the most important. Talk to a person. Stay away from the internet. Need someone to guide you through this. Yeah, so get a guide to get you through this jungle.
Yeah, so call the office. And I know the number. I'm not going to say Google it. 541-672-9414. I get a gold star.
Nice.
Quick Owen update. So I can't let we're kind of playing this one close to the vest, but we have some exciting news coming up.
And he is doing better.
And he is doing better day by day, but he still is in the medicated coma, but we're seeing improvements. But anyway, I asked the kids if I could share the big news on the radio today, and they said, not yet, Mom. So I said, okay.
Next week.
Can't do it next week. And our very own Logan in the office is one of the coach and helpers for Oakland football.
Moving ahead.
For the foosball. And the foosball players are playing this Friday. And yeah, 6:45, so. And it's going to be on 101 FM, the sister station here. So if you can't go in person and cheer
it'll
them
be
on,
at Sutherland.
It'll be at Sutherland High School. Yep. You can listen to it on the radio because it might be pretty darn cold.
That's all right. That's football weather. So if you guys get, you know, miss senior local football, your teams are out. There we go. Let's go out there, Sutherland. Pump it up, fill the stands up, and yeah, give them a rip-roaring home crowd out there.
Go nuts. For yep, the Oakers. Bada bing.
That Oakers was so that kills bad. Me. Yeah, I mean, how do you get a tough nut? but hey, props to them because they're a tough football team.
Yeah, and it's Veterans Day.
Oh, please don't forget that.
Hey.
The parade downtown.
Parade downtown. Remember to think of it. And every 365 out of the year, that should go without saying. But amen. Veterans Day, let's show our pride down there.
And we have no parking signs at the office. Veterans, please fill it up. Fill yeah, it up and feel free to park because it's really convenient down
super
to the
close
parade.
Yes.
So I'll anyway, go to the parade, but I can walk a little bit. So you guys fill it up and take the parking.
And thank you, everybody, for their service.
Amen.
We really at Premier Insurance appreciate our veterans and first responders so much.
Amen.
So,
you'll never know how much we love you guys.
Yeah.
And well, ladies.
It's that time. It's the end of the show.
Not too quick.
Until next week, Douglas County, you know what to do. Be kind.
And God bless you.
Bye from Premier Insurance.